Say yes, please. Skin Tree, Duran Duran. Hey, in case you're just tuning in, this is Monday Night Madness. Monday Night Madness comes to you each and every Monday, 8:15 on the East Coast. That makes it 7:15 Central, 6:15 Mountain Time, and let's see, 5:15 on the West. And tonight, we're celebrating 40 years, 40-year anniversary of Duran Duran. And so far, Professor, we covered the Culture Club, Wham, okay, and Simply Red. But there's a whole lot more. The connections there are deep. And we talk about often in the music industry how it's really a small family. It's a small family because a lot of times these artists will cross over and or they will cover and collaborate with another well-known artist.
The connection with so many artists, especially across genre lines, it's really crazy. For instance, if you mind me telling you, that last cut, Skin Trade, was produced by Nile Rodgers.
Okay, now, let me tell you, that last one I heard, you know, I'm seeing women hold it.
Yeah.
I hear something that will remind me of a Prince production.
Yes, and it's mostly Simon Le Bon's falsetto.
Okay.
He's channeling that Prince falsetto.
And I think that was... seemed like to me that was done intentionally.
Oh, definitely. And Nick Rhodes' keyboards, bam, bam. That's very, around that time, Sign of the Times, that was 87 or so, he was doing, bam, bam.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a connection. And, you know, I tell you what, a lot of people say, imitation is the
sincerest.
And look, and best form of flattery.
Best.
Oh, no question about it. Now, this I find unique, and I had no idea It was a connection here.
Yeah.
So move the furniture, folks. We are not responsible for any broken hips, any broken bones, anything like that.
We're going to get American for you just a little bit.
Yeah. And if you haven't danced in a while, I would advise that you stretch for a minute. Just go on and stretch a little bit before you jump into it. Okay. Don't start break dancing just yet.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But let's do this. This is Chic. Good. You hanging out with WB and the professor.
They wanted to be like them. They wanted to have fashion be a part of the music, just like Chic did.
Hey. Monday Night Mad.
Good times.
Yep. the hippity hop, don't stop.
Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rocking to the beat.
Hey, hey. With me, WB, Professor to my left. Hey, I say give me the offer, don't stop, don't stop, to the beat. You're hanging out with me, hey, Professor. Up. Don't stop. Like I said, here we hop, don't stop, you hanging out with me, WB, and the Professor.
The Notorious PPC.
Bringing it to you, how we know, the only way we know, just tear the cover off the ball.
No yeah. Sheik, no Duran Duran.
Oh my, my. I've got one more by Sheik for you, but I just want the audience to know we got some more Wham coming for you. Roxy Music.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. ABC. Sade.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Oh, man. More yep, Simply man. Red. There's more to come, ladies and gentlemen. Right here, Monday Night Madness, right here on The Buzz. The finest in broadcasting, in our opinion. Anywhere around the globe. The Professor and I, we call ourselves, and we believe this, that we are musical archaeologists. And we dig up the gems,
yes,
right?
Yes, we do. Yes,
and
we do.
serve them on a silver platter.
A
silver platter. Hey, the best we know. Hey, Professor.
Yes.
Sheik, Good Times.
Mm-hmm.
That song, got another one coming for you. But let me ask you, other than the inspiration for this show tonight, because each and every week you come up with something unique, because folks, like we mentioned earlier, we cover many artists, various artists. There are so many. I think we've done well over 300 shows together. And from A to Z, we cover artists not only in the United States, but also you can tell that we also will feature and showcase artists from the UK
mm-hmm.
and different parts of the world, because this is a universal, I would say, global radio station.
Well, yes.
And so we have to appeal to a global audience, right?
Yes, absolutely. You got it. You dug it.
And having fun at the same time.
Oh,
connecting the dots, folks.
Every time.
You know, as a matter of fact, I think that music in a lot of cases does bring together, and it doesn't matter what the subject matter is, there's a song about it. And so many times, And while I'm speaking, it relates back to a song that we played on one of our shows, and it was We Are the World.
Oh, okay.
To me, that was such a powerful, powerful universal song.
It is, yes. It is.
I mean, if you saw the video, if you heard the music, mm-hmm. I think you can appreciate what we said. It was a great song,
yeah.
But there was also a connection. There was a vibe that permeated throughout the world, in my opinion.
Oh, you know it. And do you remember, because it was recorded in January of 85, I think February of 85 it came out. Do you remember that time in April where all the radio stations all over the world were playing it at the same time?
Yes, yeah, yes.
That was just, wow, it, man.
Absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
You know, we can get our energy back on that same track from 37 years ago.
Amazing, yeah. Amazing, mm-hmm. Amazing. I mean, we had artists from various genres. I think Willie Nelson was even on that.
Willie Nelson, Waylon was on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see. Of course, Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking about some other artists right now that have passed since then.
Yeah.
Many. Dinah Ross, I believe she was there.
She was.
Okay. Stevie Wonder was there.
Yeah.
Of course, Michael Jackson was there. Ray Charles.
Yes. Bob Dylan.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. You got it. Today, Sheila E. Today's Sheila E.'s birthday. She's 60.
No way.
Yes. I don't know.
Okay.
Don't want to mess with a lady's age, but she's in her
60s. Yeah, I know. recently, I made the mistake of asking a lady what her age was, and she told me, "Say, well, I'm not going to repeat it." Okay.
Okay.
But we're still friends. Okay.
Yeah.
It was kind of a joke a little bit. I didn't expect her to tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But, she knows who I'm talking about. Okay. We'll get to that later.
Yes.
I want your love.
Sheik, I Want Your Love.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, man. That was a nice set. That was a really nice set.
Yes.
Good Times before that, and I Want Your Love from the very best.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Good Times song, you can find that on the Dance, the Best of Sheik. All right. And the second one, the very best of Sheik, you can find it on that album. So, but anyway, Professor, we're having a great time.
I know it.
I Want Your Love, Good Times. Was that in the height of the disco era?
Absolutely.
You can feel it. You can hear it.
Mm-hmm.
That was really a good time. You would go out and party, and that's all you heard. You even had Donna Summers back there. Who else was in that era I'm thinking about in the disco?
Oh, disco, the Tramps. Vicky Sue Robinson, Tavares,
BGs.
Yvonne Elliman.
You said the Bee Gees.
Yeah.
I haven't heard. Thank you for bringing that up.
They were the kings of it.
I used to love the Bee Gees.
Yeah. Maybe we got to do a show on Bee Gees.
We need to do a show on disco music. Have we done one on disco?
Yes, we'll do it again.
It's been a while.
It's been a long time.
A long time. Yes. I think in the very beginning of our collaboration, together.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely. Folks, this is what we do. We will come up with something. The professor, most times, he will come up with an artist or two. And sometimes it's a theme. And so that is like a host of various artists, right?
Yes.
And it might be, a recording company that features certain artists, right? So we'll do that because as I mentioned earlier, we did a thing on Stax Records. We've done Motown. We even gone up north, south, east, and west. The Philly sound, I mentioned that earlier, which was one of my favorite shows too, with the OJs. You had the Intruders. You had, who else were I'm thinking about in that group of people there? You had the Intruders, the OJs, and there were a few more, Professor.
Intruders, you're talking about like Falsetto period?
Yes, I am talking. Oh boy, Stylistics, are they in that
Stylistic group? Blue Magic.
Whoa, come on now.
New Birth.
Oh.
Solo, now we want to talk about solo singers, Lenny Williams.
Professor, I think we're going to have to visit that again.
Again, okay.
Like, who is that? Hurry up this way. Hurry up this way again, Stylistics.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy. Monday Night Madness. Hey folks, it is a thing. It's a happening. And it happens each and every Monday night right here on Studio W The Buzz. Mm-hmm. Your global radio network. With yours truly, WB and the Professor.
Professor of Pop Culture.
That's him. Mr. Elroy Boyd III. Tonight we're featuring, it's the 40th anniversary of
Duran.
All right. I've got something for you. Let's do this. Wow.
It's from soul to soul.
Oh, Love Machine. Love Machine. Yeah. Work for nobody but you. I'm WB, hanging out with the Professor.
Yeah, baby.
Ow, that's him.
Starts to grow. Woo! I'm just in love. So true, funny how it seems, always in time, but never in line for dreams. Head over heels, went toe to toe. This is the sound of my soul. This is the sound.
I know this much is true.
great song.
It sure is.
Wow, wow, wow. It's called True. Now, Professor, is that Spandau or Spandu?
Spandau.
Spandau.
I Spandau so. Ballet.
Ballet.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And ladies and gentlemen, this is Monday Night Madness. And thank you so much for listening in. Oh, my goodness. I got some kisses here. Oh, that's real good. Okay, love that. Okay, we're going to keep this thing rolling here. What?
And enjoy your kisses.
Yes, I am. Each and every one of them. Man, oh, man, it's Monday Night Madness right here on Studio W The Buzz. We're coming to you each and every Monday at 8:15 right here on the East Coast, 7:15 Central, 6:15 Mountain, mm-hmm. and 5:15 on the West. So, Professor, tonight, the 40th anniversary of Duran Duran, in case you guys are just tuning yes. in. And if you just tuned in, keep it locked right here. I don't know how you found us. It could have been on Apple. Did you download Studio.W from your Apple App Store? Or perhaps Android Studio W? Alexa, did you say, hey, Alexa, play Studio W or the website, StudioWBuzz.com. Mm-hmm. Internationally, StudioW.Buzz. Also available on Apple CarPlay and Google Play. They can find us, Professor.
Okay, that's good to know.
That is great to know.
Yes.
Go to the website, click on Archives. It's right there on the homepage. And subscribe. Leave a comment. You may even have an idea on some music that you like. So we'll take all of that in consideration.
That's right.
Yeah. Leave us a suggestion. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if it fits within the genres that we play, we'll definitely consider that.
Correct.
Correct, mm-hmm. correct. So, Professor, tonight we're having a great time. I'm loving this song. Most of these songs I haven't heard in 20 years.
I know, man.
Maybe or so.
It's taking me back, man.
It's taking me back, too. We've got more for you coming up right now. This is from Roxy Music.
And this number here, you'll see where largely the Duran sound came from.
Oh, wow. Let's do it.
Yeah, because this is like 1975 Roxy Music.
You going back?
Yeah.
Way back. Oh, the way back. This is how we do it.
Sounds almost like Girls on Film.
It does.
Yeah, but 6 years earlier.
Catch that buzz. Love is the drug.
shine. Too shine.
A group that was discovered and produced by Nick Rhodes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Now, is that Kaja Gugu?
Kaja Gugu.
Kaja Gugu. Never heard of that group before in my life. Kaja, where do you come up with all this stuff?
Hey, it was popular then. They were kind of a one-hit wonder, and they had the same hairstyles and okay. everything. It was weird watching Nick Rhodes talk with the lead singer Kaja Gugu on MTV, and they're looking at each other, and they had the same hairstyle. It was weird.
Yeah, it sounds weird. No, I had never heard of that group before. Folks, that's why we do what we do. I learn something each and every week, mm-hmm. you know, and hopefully you are out there listening to us. You learn something every week. I asked the professor, where did he get this stuff from? And when he's talking, I believe this, and I'm asking questions or yeah. if something pops up, he's not reading from anything, right? He's looking at me, I'm looking at him, so I know he's not looking at notes, right? And because I'm just so, I'm enthralled. I get involved and I listen. This is a great show because of the energy, the information that is shared here on the station. And if you love learning, I think that if you know a little bit about the music, the background, the legacy of that artist, it sort of flavors. It gives you extra flavor mm-hmm. to your listening pleasure.
You know it, man.
Oh, it does. It does. It does. Hey, got some more coming for you. Hey, I'm WB, and to my left, it is the Professor of Pop Culture, Mr. Elroy Boyd III. Musicology with a heavy dose of
serotonin.
Yep, I try to tell you. Oh, don't get him excited.
That's
don't.
That chic energy right there,
I
brother.
Told you, it's called Notorious. Duran, Duran.
A Nile Rodgers production.
Fight it out, not fight. Happy birthday to you. Was created for you. It'll take a little time.
One, two, three.